88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, before we get to the special time of the week, I'm going to tell you coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about the worst, most embarrassing case of insurance fraud ever, in my opinion. Pretty bad. All right. So that's coming up. But first, the funny song Riggins does every week about what has gone on in the world of pop culture and the TJ and Riggins Show. It's called The Week in Review. Go, Riggins.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Alexis is back here today. She's really just the tops. But the last time she was on camera, it was an episode of that show, Cops. It's always exciting to have her here. And this is just my opinion, but she's tiny and chaotic. She's like a little Hispanic minion. She's... I like that. Hola. She's handling breaking and entering Christmas, which is just about to begin. She just heard breaking and entering and immediately said, count me in. And this is my song. It's called Week in Review.
It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Welcome back, Alexis. You missed it, yeah. John Krasinski is the sexiest man alive. Everyone laugh out, a collective yawn. One thing I know for certain, they've never seen TJ with a CPAP on. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. You know what I'm talking about. You have some Tupperware of rotting pot roast that is just waiting to get tossed out. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson tonight. It's going to be a circus, I fear. And if Jake Paul understood the internet, I think he would try to bite Tyson's ear.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
There's still some escaped monkeys in South Carolina. This is really not going well. And you know, Rob's not going to go out and catch them unless they end up in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Lindsay got a $500 bill for using the toll lanes. It would be cheaper to get a chauffeur, but she seems to think like it's like international waters where laws don't apply to her. Rob attended his first Friendsgiving of the year. They ate delicious food and bonded. They stayed up until 3 a.m. playing Rock Band, which was just what the pilgrims wanted.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's a little minion.
She's a little minion. Little
Hispanic minion.
That's what she is. So we're going to talk about crazy family traditions coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, you know what happens when we have Alexis here?
behind the scenes, she just was like giving it to Rob. She likes picking on Rob. And just last week, I was like, hey, Rob, did you hear Alexis is coming in next week to talk about breaking and entering Christmas? And his face dropped. He went, oh, she's going to be on my back, isn't she? I said, probably.
It's my favorite thing to do.
It's Alexis's favorite thing to make fun of Rob.
It brings me joy.
When it's just me and her, she doesn't do it.
Yeah.
She has to have an audience for her.
Yeah. It's because that's duh.
Yeah. Why even bother?
I don't think any of us do it when it's just you're one-on-one.
Yeah.
That would be so mean.
That would be so rude. I need an audience to do it. I feel bad for TJ this year. Well, no, I don't feel bad for him. It's tough when Christmas traditions change.
Mm-hmm.
As a young person, I know, and then, you know, your siblings get families and then you got to alter your original. It's just weird, but you get used to it and you start to go with the flow. So TJ's doing something different with Christmas this year. He's actually going to, have you said this on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. He's going to see his daughter out in Nashville.
Right. She works for a company that, their business only gets a, you know, Christmas day off because their business is moving on those days around the holidays. So we're going to go and the whole family spend Christmas at her apartment in Nashville.
Yeah.
Which is not bothering me one bit.
Yeah, you're cool.
Because, I mean, it would be more weird to have Christmas at our house without her.
100%. So, but your son, I know, it's probably the weirdest for him. He's only experienced Christmas in one place with his family. Everybody's here. It's just weird. But he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis, this is your opportunity. Now that you're married, you're a newly married woman, you get to start your own traditions around holidays. And since you never really got to experience Christmas growing up, are you going to build in traditions now?
Oh, for sure. So this year we're hosting Thanksgiving for the first time ever at our house because we're in a house now.
Yeah.
So that's going to be different, and I think we'll probably carry that on.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then for Christmas, we're going to get a real tree. It's the first one in our home as a married couple.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. I think it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Your first Christmas as a married couple, you got no kids, and it's just the two of you. That's going to be really special. But if you're looking for any ideas, we threw this up on social media, at TJ Riggins Show on Facebook. Do you have any odd family traditions? I love hearing about these, especially around the holidays. Amy said, I get up at 4:30 a.m. on Christmas morning. And I go get donuts, and I'm the first one in line. 4:30, I'm surprised there's a donut shop open on Christmas Day, but God bless them.
Right.
But now she's like the donut. You know, everybody likes their donuts on Christmas morning.
Well, maybe the donut shop is owned and operated by non-Christians.
Yeah, maybe.
Like maybe Asians who are Buddhists or something.
Sure,
something
absolutely. Like that. And I bet those donuts are delicious.
Oh, they make good donuts.
Uh-huh.
Christine said, we do PJs at Christmas dinner. We do comfy, not fancy.
Oh, I love that.
At Christmas dinner?
At Christmas dinner. Christmas night.
You need eating pants so you can eat as much as you can.
Yeah, you need eating pants. That makes a lot of good sense.
Pajamas at Christmas dinner.
Don't you make something special for Christmas?
Yeah, we do steaks Christmas as the Christmas meal. We do ribeyes. And then for the Christmas Eve dinner, it's gumbo.
Oh, I like gumbo. That.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of cooking for you. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. Not this year.
Not this year. Oh, yeah. So what is she? Is she going to make all the food and stuff?
No, I don't know what we're going to do, but I can't cook on an electric stove. I refuse.
At TJ Reagan Show, if you've got a great odd family tradition.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Listen carefully because this story has a few twists and turns. And for you men, I know that's hard to keep up with. But for you ladies, I know we're all used to watching crime dramas and documentaries and stuff. So we know how it is. All us girls. Mm-hmm. There are four people from L.A. and they were at a little cabin type place at Lake Arrowhead, which is about 75 miles east of L.A. And they have a 2010 Rolls Royce.
Ooh.
And the Rolls Royce was completely destroyed inside from a bear. A bear got into their car.
What?
Just ripped the seat. Everything a bear would do to a car. So Of course, they contact their insurance company, told them what happened. They said, we've even got footage of it because the security cam on the door captured it. And it did. I mean, you can see this bear crawling into that Rolls Royce and just going to town on it. It's a little bit at a distance and it's black and white, but you can see it. And the insurance company was like, wow, we see that. We can see it so clearly and see that that's a person in a bear costume.
Shut up. What?
And I can't, yeah, I couldn't be able to see it over the across the room, I don't think. But the but you can tell when it gets in the car that there's just like loose skin hanging off the bear because it's the costume's too big. And then you can see a human foot when it tries to crawl over the seat, dragging behind because they're trying to balance with their leg. Get and out. They had, you know, those big meat claw things that you shred meat with? That's what the seat, the scratches in the seats were, because every, they said, well, those scratches in the seat are too perfectly distanced apart, and that's got to be something else. So they were arrested, charged with insurance fraud. But when they raided one of the suspects' homes, well, not, I didn't raid it, but they served a search warrant, they found this, which I guess is pretty good evidence of the little scam.
Here it is.
It looks like that's a bear mascot costume from, you know, some icy store or something like that.
I cannot.
Bucky's.
Yeah. You know, they thought that was a good idea. They're like, oh, we're going to get away with it.
Well, here's the thing. They've gotten away with it twice before.
What?
Yeah. And all in all, I think they've netted over $140,000 in this scam.
Wow.
Okay, so.
That's crazy.
Did they need to have a video of it? Because they have just said, bear attacked our car, guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they said, well, look, there's nobody, they can't deny it. Now we've got the proof. There's not even going to be any questions.
That's where they messed up.
And it looks like they found the smallest person in the gang to put in this big costume.
All flopping around. Why is that bear wearing Skechers?
Don't try to do insurance fraud because they got pretty good investigators that can uncover things. And they were all out to lunch, so they just used what they had as far as investigators, and they nailed it right away on this.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know, I'm all about statistics, not studying statistics and using math and things like that. But like, I want to know what surveys say, you know, this, the statistics that show that this many people who are, you know, women ages this to this, do this and this. Because I mean, that kind of gives you a good look into what society is at the moment, what the culture is. And this was no surprise to me when I saw this statistic this morning. 1 in 7 people regularly take mental health days off from work.
Okay.
Mental health days.
1 in 7?
Yeah. Regularly. And this is where I'm probably going to be in the minority of thinking. As an employer, I think I would rather an employee come to me and say, hey, I'm just taking tomorrow off. I'm just going to relax, or I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to do something, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I would rather that than for them to say they're taking a mental health day. Just the words mental health day, if you're not in some sort of a deep therapy or group project or something like that, if you're not actually going to get mental help, calling it a mental health day just because you want to decompress is so dramatic that I think I might figure out a way to fire that employee just for being so dramatic and using the term mental health day.
Then they will definitely need mental health.
Yeah. Really? You got that?
I would rather them say, hey,
mental health language.
I'd rather them say, I can't look at your face again tomorrow without a break, boss. And I would say, I don't like that, but at least you didn't say you're taking a mental health day.
Even if it's something hurtful? That would hurt my feelings. No, I can't look at your ugly face.
I know. Can you imagine?
Dang.
I can't even come to work because you're so ugly. That's horrible.
That one again?
Because it's the words to me that mean things. You know, words mean things. And so you're going to take a mental health day. That should mean you're going to the psychiatrist. I have a psychiatrist appointment tomorrow. I have to have a mental health day. That's what that should mean. Not I'm going to go home and just sit around in my pajamas and not think about work. I'm actively going to get mental help.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was supposed to mean.
No.
Or it does mean. You're going to work.
It doesn't mean you're going to the psychiatrist or a therapist or something. It just means you need a break to get your mind right.
You're having a bad day. I just need a mental health day.
Okay.
It's too much.
You see what I mean? It's just...
Well, I bet a lot of employers build those into the employees' schedule, don't they?
Yeah. So... they should be allotted for if you have to go to the head doctor. That's a mental health day. If you just want the day off, you built in for whatever reason, you don't have to say you're taking a mental health day. It's the saying of mental health day when you're not going to be examined, get your head examined.
Need a day off.
You know what? We're about to change all that.
Are we?
It's going to go to my way. You damn right. I'm going to be the new labor secretary.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Well, everybody got a piece of the Clementine, but I
hadn't offered to you. I still have some.
Mm-hmm. There was plenty of time to offer it to me before we came back on. She handed Riggins a little wedge of her Clementine. She handed Rob a little wedge and then just went back to talking. I see things have not changed, Alexis.
It certainly hasn't changed because I did not accept.
Do you think that's a surprise?
You denied it. No, thank you.
I didn't even know what it was, probably.
Well, maybe she was just cleaning out her refrigerator because it is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh,
please.
Mr. Segway. Ride through the city on a tour.
I've been here.
In your Segway.
You ain't been here. I've been here. Now trending sponsored by No More Last Days, though. Check out tjriggins.com/lastdays. Pick up some of their merch. It goes to help dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. Great organization, tjriggins.com/lastdays. Or you can go check them out at the Renaissance Festival through the end of the month every weekend. Love No More Last Days.
And they got a bunch of merch, not just that one hat that Riggins holds up every day for the camera. There's
my
a bunch
favorite
of them.
One. Yeah, we got tons of different colors of hats and t-shirts, and they got tons of stuff. So whatever you buy, it all goes to benefit a dog in need. Love that. But yeah, today's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. That is not your duty, correct, TJ?
No, and it will not happen today because it's set aside to be the day. Jody cleans out the refrigerator every Monday morning.
That's right.
Because she's making a grocery list. It's got to be boom, 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 boom. Thing. This happens, this happens, this happens.
Got to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Also now trending this morning, Back in Action. Out of nowhere yesterday, a trailer was released for a new movie called Back in Action, heading to Netflix, and it stars Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx. Cameron Diaz hadn't been in a movie in 11 years, and they play a married couple, former CIA agents, and it's just fun, action-packed, and it looks great. And it's coming to Netflix, I believe, on January 6th. So, interesting return to acting for Cameron Diaz.
I love that.
She said she would never work again.
I know.
So,
she's
a dirty, rotten liar.
Is that it?
She's let us all down by coming back.
She looks so hot.
She's hot.
One of my all-time.
Charlie's Angels Cameron Diaz is one of the hottest Cameron Diaz versions.
All-time great beauties of the world.
What was that, 30 years ago, though?
She's still hot, though.
Probably.
Is she? Yeah. Bad Teacher, she was hot.
Bad Teacher. She's been hot in everything.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I like her movies.
No, she's great.
The Mask.
The Mask, super hot with that red lip. Oh, my God. Cameron Diaz. You know, here's what we're not going to do on the TJ Riggins Show. We're not going to stand for any Santa slander. And that's what's happening. And we'll get to it coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Alexis is here today. She is heading up Breaking and Entering Christmas. The nomination period for Breaking and Entering is open. TJRiggins.com/Christmas to nominate a family. Read all the details there. Nominate a family. Don't tell them. It's supposed to be a secret. So, it's going to be bigger and better this year with Alexis in charge, and we're excited to have her back. And I love Christmas. I've mentioned that before, but there's a woman named Penny Middleton. Great name, by the way.
Love that.
Penny Middleton. She's got some interesting thoughts about Christmas. In a TikTok she posted, she holds up a little doll of Santa Claus. Now, TJ, I don't know how you're going to react to this. Here's what she says in part. I was hesitant to talk about this on social media because sometimes I think some things should not be shared. But I just feel like we've all been believing in this delusion. You cannot tell me this man, Santa Claus, organizes Christmas and goes around the world, makes a list, and checks it twice without the help of this woman. And he holds up a Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before, but they are taking the magic of Christmas and saying a man cannot be solely responsible for a Christmas miracle.
Well, the part two of that Santa Claus movie on Netflix with Kurt Russell, was his wife, played by his real life partner Goldie Hawn, saved Christmas. She was the hero in the whole movie. Yeah,
I didn't know that. Really?
Right.
I mean, but what's a good man without a good woman next to him?
I kind of agree. I hear what you're saying. When you make a when you become a team,
yeah,
you can do great things. But I just think that Santa Claus. Well, I don't know what to think now. This has got me thinking.
And this doesn't mean as much right now because I'm a nobody and I've got nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be anything without the help of my wife, you know, doing her what she does in her department, and I do what I do in my department, and we complement each other that way. But nobody says, hey, what you did on the radio was so great, and I know you couldn't have done that without Jody.
Right.
Just like nobody comes in and says, oh, my gosh, Jody, you are so great at keeping the house organized and paying all the bills and managing the money and everything. And I know you couldn't do it without TJ.
Thank God, because you might not leave with your head if you try that line in their house.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, little Alexis is here today. And she and Rob going at it nonstop during the breaks. But, you know, Alexis speaks some form of Spanish. A few minutes ago, we were talking about her honeymoon. She and her her boyfriend just got married a month or so ago. Now he's her husband. And I said, where did y'all go on your honeymoon? Because she was saying, oh, just take me back. It was so good. We ended up staying an extra day. And I said, where was it? And what did she say, Riggins?
Oh, my gosh. Punta Cana? Where is that? Oh, Punta Cana. Okay.
Yeah, she had to say it with a thick Spanish, you know, the Spanish version of it.
Yeah, do it.
It's Punta Cana.
Punta Cana?
It's Punta Canta. Punta Cana.
You don't know anything unless you know Punta Cana.
That's true. I don't know a lot.
And then we were telling her that the other day, Rob did the same thing, and he's not even a Spanish.
No.
He doesn't speak a Spanish, really.
Yeah. There was some story out, and he was like, I believe this happened in the region of Buenos Aires. And we all kind of stopped, and we're like, what? He's like, Buenos Aires.
Yeah, he was serious, too. He wasn't trying to be funny. Like, if I'm trying to be funny, I'll say, that was in Nicaragua. Yeah.
No, it was not a hint of a joke. Mm-mm. It's actually in a Buenos Aires. Who are you? This man is from Michigan.
Right, exactly. White as hell.
He's from 8 Mile. But I mean, all of a sudden,
you're not far behind him, though.
Oh, come on.
The way you talk.
Stop.
And then you, all of a sudden, you turn into Daisy Fuentes.
Well, she grew up in Compton, didn't
you? No, I grew up in Boston and here in Charlotte.
Oh, that's right. But you were in Compton.
I lived in LA for a few years. Yeah. With my dad out there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, still. I mean, I speak Spanish, so if I know the word in Spanish, I have to say it like I would in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's bueno. That's a much bueno. Bueno much.
Mucho bueno.
Mucho bueno.
Do you do that when you go just a regular Tex-Mex restaurant? Do you order with the Spanish accent?
Yeah, like, if they speak Spanish, I'll say it in Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have the numero tres.
I sent her a video I saw on social media the other day. It says Spanish, a father and son. They're outside of Applebee's. Mm-hmm. And the father goes, hey, where are we eating tonight? And the kid goes, hey, plebes.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Wow. Alexis has only been married for 1 month, and she's already asking the very important questions about married life. She's concerned about something that maybe everybody could help her with. What is your concern?
So when you get married, does the sexy factor of a man go up? Because now you're like, oh, he's married, so he's unattainable. But does that happen to women as well, or do they become like less sexy because now they're married?
I always hear that about men. If they're wearing a wedding ring, it makes the competition, the competitive nature of a woman takes over, and she wants to get his attention away, and like, I could have him if I wanted. But I think that if that is true, men look at it like, okay, well, this is some drama that I don't need, you know. So she's married. I'm trying to avoid drama as much as I can. And if she's married, I'm not going to pursue this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I feel the same, exact same mm-hmm. way.
Because you just want to get like punched in the face, or it turns into something else.
Yeah. Like a man also has to take that into consideration, that he could end up having to fight another right. man over something. Women don't think about that as much. That's why y'all blow your horns in traffic at everybody who moves the wrong way. That's why y'all, you know, will tell people off in a hurry in a mm-hmm. store that you don't know, and all of that.
Mm. That well, kind of thing. I don't know. Now that you said that when they see the wedding ring on a guy, they're like, ooh, because Jay got the rubber rings to mm-hmm. wear when he's at work. And I like the idea of a girl looking at his wedding ring and being like, oh, he's married, so now I'm going to flirt with her. I want to punch that girl in the face. I don't even know who she is, but I want to punch her.
Yeah. Well, you got the right mindset there with it.
Remember when that woman was staring at Jay in the parking lot outside their food truck, and Alexis was about to beat that girl down?
Yeah, well, because she waved at him.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. She did a little like, a wave.
It makes sense now.
I think about that all the time.
Oh, why do you say that?
No, that's what I'm saying. She waved at him, Riggins. Of course she wanted to beat her down.
Yeah.
You don't wave at her, man.
Don't do that.
She was going to go confront the chick.
I know.
Yep.
Did he wave back at her?
No, he did not. He better not. And he knew not to.
So he went on and married you knowing that you're a psycho.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a saint.
He's not a psycho. It's normal behavior.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't think so. It's a little extreme.
Maybe a touch.
You don't even wave at my man. It must have been the way she was waving.
Yeah, with the little finger, like the little twinkly fingers.
Oh, I didn't know there's twinkly fingers.
Yeah, so she was waving like a girl.
Yeah.
You wave like a man. You throw him the chin. Sup? That's what you give
exactly.
My man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.